June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, DFW. It's Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden are alongside. We made it to a Friday.
We did.
Boy, is it me? I swear to you, I say this every day. It was bright outside when I pulled in.
So it's starting to get there.
Yeah, it's full on light.
It's not bright, but it's like that early. It's like just before the sun's coming up. It's that like glow that's out there before the sun comes up.
They call it the golden hour at night. I don't know what they call it in the morning.
Yeah. So look, I mean, we've talked before about the daylight
witching hour. Is that the witching hour?
I don't know if that's the one or not. I feel like the witching hour is.
Is it like midnight?
I don't know which one. Who that gets used somewhere? The witching hour, according to Google, is a term primarily used in folklore to describe a period of time when supernatural forces are believed to be at their strongest. So, I mean, it could be then, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, it's we've talked about daylight savings before. So if we were to just get rid of, you know, springing forward, well, I mean, it would be
5 a.m. at light.
Yeah. And if we were to get rid of falling back, it'll be. Like,
9 a.m.
It'll be 9 in the morning until we see light in the fall.
Yeah.
So we should just keep it the way it is.
I'm fine with the way it is. I have no problem with the way it is. Before we get into all this Maverick reaction that happened yesterday, and there was plenty of it, not too thrilled with Nico.
Thank God.
How much second-round draft did y'all watch last night?
Ooh, the Manziel.
0.0.
I'm following it on, like, Dallas didn't have a pick,
mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of following on Twitter. I'm keeping along with that, but I'm not actively keeping up with what's actually happening pick to pick, just like nobody else's, which is why I still think this is ridiculous.
That's
that they think they can turn this into anything. But yeah, I mean, I had my eye on a few different things. I was curious to see what they would do, the Mavericks, when the draft is over, or if they'd trade for a second round pick. Didn't get a second-round pick, but they did end up signing a two-way deal with Ryan Nembhard, who's Andrew Nembhard's brother, the point guard from Gonzaga, mm-hmm. and he was actually the assists leader in the NCAA last year. So that's interesting.
That's cool.
I like that. I like seeing that. But otherwise, no. I mean, I was interested to see where Jani Broome went. He ends up in Philadelphia, who's the fifth pick of the second round. But, yeah, it was just I was not totally tuned in to, like, seeing, all right, how this would be like watching an entire day, like round 7 of the NFL draft.
Yeah. I flipped over just to see when I got home from baseball. Sarah was watching the Poop Cruise.
Oh, why?
I watched it too yesterday.
You did?
Night. Yep.
Isn't that nuts?
Crazy.
Yeah. It's literally the reason Kristen will not do a cruise now. Just because of that one story.
That's disgusting.
I don't even remember the story happening. Like, it happened in 2013, I believe, but I don't think I remember, like,
It was a big deal.
I remember that them saying, I mean, you were like 11, weren't you, Peyton? 14? Were you 14?
Yeah.
I remember them saying, like, this ship is stranded in the Gulf. I don't remember the poop stuff.
Oh, I do. It was daily updates and just like them throwing like biohazard bags on there. It was awful.
Yeah. So I didn't I have no desire to do a cruise at all. My mom's going on one here like in like 2 weeks. And I'm like, why? It's like she's now on a cruise mission. She's gone on like my dad would never do the beach or a cruise. And now, ever since he died or basically got dementia and was incapacitated for the last couple of years, she's been doing nothing but cruises and going to the beach.
Kristen will do she said she would be interested in potentially a river cruise.
I could do that.
She said as long as she can see the banks from both sides. She's like, as long as I see land, like, within eyesight. She's like, but I'm not doing a full-on cruise, not after everything that happened on the poop cruise.
I hear you. So she watched that, but then I got back and I really wanted to see where the Tennessee guys went. Chaz Lear went to Detroit. And then I was surprised that Mayshak got picked. He has no offensive game. He's just a defensive guy. But I was surprised about that. So I was, that was my only interest in the second round.
He was Mr. Irrelevant, Mayshak.
That's right.
Because they don't have one.
They didn't have a 30th pick in the second round because of the Knicks.
So he was the guy.
Yeah, he was the guy, Mr. Irrelevant. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I'm down with that.
He gets some sort of connection.
He'll get wherever Memphis's G League team is. That's where he'll be.
Exactly.
And then he'll go to Turkey for a month to make $30,000.
That's
what they do.
Okay. Thank you to Renee on Twitter who just told me, because I was trying to think, where do I hear the witching hour from though? And that's right. It's what Scott Hansen uses on Sundays during Red Zone. He'll say where wins become losses and losses become wins at the end of the games.
Gotcha.
So that's where that came from.
All right. So yesterday was the fallout from the round one of the NBA draft. And of course, you know, nobody criticizes the pick the Mavericks made. The Mavericks made the right pick. They made the only pick. They made the only pick that you could make. In fact, any pick they made that wasn't Cooper Flagg would have been yesterday defined as the wrong pick.
Oh, yeah.
End of discussion.
They ESPN handed out NBA draft grades late last night. And what do you think the Mavericks got?
They had to get an A+.
Nope. Nope. They got a B. Here's how far the Mavericks are working uphill with people right now.
Oh, they got a B because it's like you don't get credit for doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah. They're making sure to drive that home. Stop that. They're making sure to drive that home. Dallas Mavericks going to be, this was the write-up. How long do you think the Mavericks front office debated this pick? From the moment Dallas's combination unexpectedly came up number one in the draft lottery, we knew Flagg was the pick, and rightfully so. From a process standpoint, the Mavericks don't get credit for winning the lottery, only for not screwing it up. And that's the expectation now. Yeah. People are like, just don't screw it up.
I can't necessarily argue with that. I mean, that's your job. It's like you have just the one job to do. Don't screw it up. I was on with Mad Dog Sports Radio yesterday.
Well,
last night, late last, right before PP called. By the way, we got a Peyton Russell problem. We need to get the people to help on 640.
Yep.
640, a little homeowner issue. But before PP texted, I was on with my guy Tom Byrne, and he was you know, what's the reaction down there? And basically said, like, y'all, Nico gets absolutely, like, he's like, I just want to be clear. No one down there is giving Nico credit for this, right? And I'm like, no.
Nico is.
Yeah, Nico is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nico's giving himself credit because fortune favors the bold, apparently, Bobby.
And that was the discussion yesterday. In fact, let's play that clip yesterday because I don't want it to be forgotten.
No, we can play this every day.
We're all very excited about this. I did text Sean yesterday. I was like, I just want you to know how unhappy I was that you weren't here today to react to this. This fortune favors the bold. But this was Nico Harrison talking about.
Peyton? You see that? He's side texting.
Outside the GM,
see,
man.
You can't side text outside the group message.
Why would I send that to the group message though? It was a very direct
side message. Sends it all the time. Sean sends it, he says, Peyton, where are we at with the guests?
Yeah,
you know, but that could be directly to me.
Yeah,
it was a very directed message.
I know. It's just, you know, you're outside the group chat. It's sneaking around. I mean, we feel cheated on,
but we have a separate chat away from Sean right now.
Well, because he's on vacation.
Right.
We always
so that's what I'm saying. This was a very specific vacation message to him. I wasn't trying to get a whole conversation. But regardless, this is what Nico Harrison had to say on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I was extremely surprised. All my draft prep up to that point was, you know, us being in the 11th position. So that's just, but, you know, things happen. Fortune favors the bold.
Oh.
So exciting things fell our way.
And I'm glad this didn't slip by national analysts on Thursday because I was working.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It would, because I mean, when you got up the next morning, I don't think you had seen it yet.
No,
I only saw it because something, like, I was scrolling back through the timeline. I saw something randomly retweeted overnight, but it wasn't like it wasn't prominent and out front. It was kind of getting lost in the Cooper Flagg stuff, and I was like, man, we better make sure we're underlining this and and people are knowing what he said last night. And I was worried nationally it would get lost, and luckily it did not. It was getting teed off on pretty hard from all sides.
As it should have been.
Yeah, correctly so. I mean, I know I would never want to play Danny Parkins or Craig Carton here on the show, but I know they both went off on it. We also got Nick Wright on his podcast who was trashing it.
Fortune favors the bold. And on behalf of Mavs fans everywhere, I wanted to break a TV.
Yeah, that's
you do not, you do not get to trade Luka, hold a press conference saying we did this for this year because we think we are better right now to win a championship this year or next year, and then end up bad enough that you're in the lottery and fall ass backwards into the number one pick and then be like, all part of the plan.
And that's what he did. That's exactly how he approached it. Yep, this is what we meant to do.
Yeah,
or not even what we meant to do. It was more arrogant than that.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
we deserve this.
It wasn't just
the universe gave this to us.
Yeah.
You don't have a right to do a victory lap when you get a 1.8% ball drop.
No, and that is bold. That is bold.
It is bold.
For him to do that. So that,
if he had said at the press conference, like, our plan is to make this trade and then, you know, we're expecting the lottery balls to fall our way and get that, you know what? Then fortune favors the bold. You didn't expect this. You didn't plan for this. So I can't, in good conscience, say that you deserve a victory lap for this. You don't get credit for Cooper Flagg. You get credit for not screwing it up.
Brian Windhorst on ESPN yesterday, also sounding off on Nico Harrison.
If anybody deserves credit for, or you know, the fortune, it was the misfortune of Anthony Davis, who tried to play through an injury to back up, you know, Nico Harrison, re-injured himself, caused the Mavericks to go into a tailspin, exacerbated by Kyrie playing so many minutes, which led to a knee injury, and the karma given to the Mavericks by Kyrie and Anthony Davis, if you want to believe in something cosmic, believe it in Kyrie and Anthony Davis for what they gave to try to help the Mavericks. I will not allow anybody to say that they got fortune for the pick because they were bold.
Dude, that's probably an angle we haven't talked about enough, is the fact that not all this different stuff you did to the organization, Windhorst kind of called it out directly there. You put a lot of pressure on Kyrie and Anthony Davis to get back sooner from an injury than he probably should have. Kyrie to handle a workload that he probably shouldn't at his age. And they both got hurt as a result of it.
Yeah.
That's something that, like, when you look at it through that lens, it's like, you know what? This again, you put a lot of people in a bad situation last year. And I like what Windhorst is saying there. Like, if you're going to say anything is cosmic justice, it's only going to be doing right by AD and Kyrie for sacrificing themselves to try and help you.
The fan base and the people who are season ticket sales or ticket sales, they deserve this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The fans deserve it.
What's that?
The fans deserve it.
Fans deserve it. And the people in the front office that are like ticket sales, they deserve it. Other than that, I mean, the front office should get no credit here for this. None. None. They don't deserve the flowers that come their way. They don't deserve a victory lap. So we had Windhorst going off, and we had Nick Wright.
Yeah, and then we also had Kevin Clark, just to top it off.
Fortune favors the bold.
Oh.
What are you doing, Nico Harrison? This wasn't part of the plan. This wasn't anything. This was just you getting lucky and bailed out. And I'm not even sure. They showed Emmett they're so undeserving of a superstar. I don't now trust them to build around Cooper Flagg in a coherent way. I just don't. I don't. It's hard for me to put my brain in the heads of Patrick Dumont or Nico Harrison or anybody or Rick Welts, the team president, anybody's making the decision, because I wouldn't have done the Luka trade, right? So it's hard for me to say, oh, how are they going to operate with Cooper Flagg now? Because they did something that I thought was just completely incoherent, what, 5 months ago? And so now I just don't trust them to do anything here. But you know what? In the short term, good for them. Fortune favors the brave, Nico.
That's the other aspect of this right there. And it's all, these are all great points that are being touched on, but it's that's what we've got the concern of, is just I don't even trust that they're going to build correctly around Cooper Flagg. So it's not a slam dunk what they've got with him, because they might not put the right team around him given all of their missteps. 469 says, this Nico crap has gone on long enough. Leave it alone. Go out to another bleeping narrative. Tired of everywhere I look up, Nico on Nico on Nico. If he was white, you wouldn't be doing it. That totally misses the point, 469, because Nico had been the, in large part, the savior of the Mavericks. A lot of people were giving him total credit for the build and everything else that they had gone through. So that doesn't cut both ways. And then the second aspect of this is that Patrick Dumont has been painted as Tweedledee or Tweedledum, yeah, whichever one you want to pick.
Absolute moron.
Both of them have been getting crushed, but it was Nico's idea. And it was an awful idea.
It was a bad idea. It was a bad idea.
And that's an awful take from you, 469. It's honestly
worst take of the week.
Yeah, you're either Nico or you're just so blinded by whatever agenda that you got going on here that you got to throw that out as the reason that one of the worst moves in the history of basketball is somehow tied to that with Nico.
It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. George Pickens makes his first misstep, maybe, as a member of the Cowboys. And the NFL has finally decided on Justin Tucker. That's coming up next on 105 through the Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.